ahead of a proposed truce called for by the joint envoy of the United Nations and Arab League. Syrian insurgents are being helped out with U.S. dollars and heavy weaponry. Well, as you can see in this amateur video, foreign-backed insurgents are using rocket launchers and bazookas in clashes with the Syrian army. Meanwhile, some new photos show armed men receiving their first salaries for fighting against the Syrian government in U.S. dollars. Damascus has long blamed the unrest on foreign elements arming and funding the insurgents. International peace envoy Lakhdar Brahimi, alongside many regional Western countries, has called for a ceasefire during the forthcoming Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. Well, joining us now from studios in Chicago is the director of IGA, Ali Al-Ahmad, to discuss the situation in Syria a bit further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Al-Ahmad. Now, there is more evidence coming to light by each passing day of the foreign involvement in the situation in Syria. And it isn't limited to just monetary aid to the rebels, as we've just shown. The approach here seems quite similar to the one applied in Afghanistan by the U.S. to defeat the Soviets. You'd think the U.S. would have learned from that experience.
Well, I don't think that experience bothered them so much, because what the U.S. policymakers, especially Zbigniew of Brzezinski, was thinking is using local insurgents to defeat or to injure a great enemy of the West, which is at the time was the Soviet Union. And we are seeing a repeat of the scenario in Syria. We have an Afghanistan scenario, and I think they want this scenario to proceed. Otherwise, they would have suspended all type of aid for the Syrian insurgency. And I think there is an interest in Washington policymakers' mind in an emergence of a militant force within Syria. That's why they have supported it politically, financially, and now very clearly through armaments.
Right now, as Lakhdar Brahimi travels around for peace, why isn't the focus then on those countries that are fueling this insurgency and waging this proxy war?
Well, the Lakhdar Brahimi and Kofi Annan before him really are doing and have no power to enforce even or to speak impartially, because they are appointed by an institution that is itself is supporting the insurgency. So you are really talking about people who do not count. Their statement only counts for media purposes. But in reality, they have no place, they have no influence. The reality is you have international intelligence services that involved heavily the Saudis, the Qataris, the Americans, the Turks, and others in this situation. So these are the people who make a difference, not Lakhdar Brahimi or the United Nations.
So that means, with so much evidence and even open admission by the rebels themselves, we're not going to see these countries involved being called to question at the international arena, even though they're violating international law by directly working toward regime change in Syria?
Well, you will not hear that. And it was shocking that the Syrian government did not bring this up openly and clearly, you know, with exception with few times in the United Nations. So I think this is something that it is really a situation where there's a lot of talk, but nobody's addressing the real issue, which is the involvement of several countries in fermenting the conflict within Syria and leading to the death and injury of thousands of people. So it's an unfortunate situation, but we are seeing international hypocrisy at work here.
Well, Syria seems to be holding up for now, despite the heavy debt toll that the people are bearing. And these countries that are funding the insurgency in Syria are grappling with their own monetary and fiscal crises at home. How long do you think this proxy war in Syria is sustainable for them?
I think they have found a niche and they are funded it, and I think this will go on for a while because I don't see any willingness from both sides to come to a conclusion, meaning that the Syrian government is still strong and its capacity is still intact, and the rebels are not willing to negotiate. So this issue will continue, especially what we see that the government supporting the rebels and the insurgency there are willing and planning to continue that support and to keep the conflict alive for many years, I think. So this is a war of attrition, and it will continue to happen. Syria is not the only target here, but Lebanon, Iran, and other countries in the region.
Indeed, a war of attrition. That was Director of IGA, Ali Al-Ahmad, there joining us from studios in Chicago. Mr. Al-Ahmad, it was good to have you with us here on Press TV, and many thanks for your comments here on Press TV.